man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump phenomenon you're listening to. I'm James Kelso. The program's live. With me tonight, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us, Paul. Here on January 23rd, 2018. And the big story continues to be the big story that we ended with last night, which is the FBI story. And wasn't that the title of a movie or a TV show? I think it was. The FBI story. Go ahead, Paul.
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. back in the 70s, I think.
Yeah, I'll look that up on one of the breaks here, FBI story. I'm sure I remembered that. I watched that as a kid. That's actually an appropriate sort of reference to the FBI story, because the story has metastasized in the last 24 hours outward, so that it's more and more appearing that the, you know, of course you can't say the entire FBI. I'm with James Kallstrom, who says that the rank and file of the FBI are great, patriotic citizens. But the entire leadership of the FBI, it appears to be complicit in a cover-up, a massive cover-up. And this would include the current director, Wray, W-R-A-Y. But I say the entire current leadership, because it's what's happening is that the FBI is offering mealy-mouthed excuses, which have cover-up written all over them, for the massive disappearance of evidence, the massive destruction of evidence. And it simply screams obstruction of justice and crime, to avoid what? To avoid the truth being found out. And now the truth about the messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, as one example of what we're looking for now, that is also metastasizing. It's grown in the last 24 hours. When we left you yesterday, we thought there were 10,000 text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, both FBI agents. Both of them working for Bob Mueller. Guess what the new total is? And we asked this question last night. How do they know how many there are? If they've disappeared, how do they know how many there are? You know, my six-year-old, when something like that comes up, he'll say, "Daddy, that defies the laws of..." I'm not kidding. He says this. "That defies the laws of physics." The number now is not 10,000. It's 50,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine how much evidence, with the way these two people flap their lips at each other, can you imagine how much incriminating evidence must be in 50,000 text messages? Oh, my gosh. I'll give you an example in the course of the show tonight of some of the tech. Well, here's an example. Imagine 50,000 messages like this. Let me see if I wrote it down here for you. I'm sure I wrote it down. Yeah. Peter Strzok messages on July 1st, 2016. Now, let's set the stage, folks. This is right before James Comey announced that there would be no prosecution, no indictment of Hillary Clinton over her clear criminality in using in running classified top secret information over her own personal server, just like the one you're sitting at now, whatever computer you're looking at right now. That was Hillary's server, whatever you've got on your desk there. And it was housed, by the way, in a mom-and-pop computer shop in the bathroom closet. That was the location for this, over which top secret information and encryption and so on, means and methods of the U.S. government were being transmitted. But just before July 1st, 2016, is just days before Comey says Hillary Clinton is going to skate, in effect. He doesn't use those words. That's what he did, in effect. He said she did bad things, but no reasonable prosecutor would find cause for prosecution indictment. Huh. That's what Comey said. And we all said, wow, we smell a rat. Well, it turns out there was a rat. Comey was a rat. But now, just on July 1st, days earlier, Peter Strzok, and I'm using this to illustrate how powerful these 50,000 vanishing text messages must be, in one of these few that we have that have surfaced somehow, 500 or so that have surfaced somehow, Peter Strzok says, timing, that is on the meeting. Remember when Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch on the airport tarmac in Arizona? Bill Clinton's in his airplane. Loretta Lynch is in her airplane. These people all have their own airplanes. And Bill Clinton walks from his airplane to her airplane to have a chat with Loretta Lynch. Now, I'm sure this was not intended that the public would ever know this happened, but somebody on the scene must have noticed it and then reported it. So Clinton, Bill Clinton, has a chat with Loretta Lynch, who is the attorney general at the time. So she's in charge of the FBI. She's in charge of James Comey. Peter Strzok texts, timing looks like hell. Then Lisa Page answers, yeah, that is awful timing. That is doing this right before the exoneration. Then Lisa Page texts again, it's a real profile in courage, referring to I guess, all of the bad actors, since she, Loretta Lynch, knows no charges will be brought. And then the question arises, how did she know? This is what Sean Hannity asked on the air. How does she know no charges will be brought? She's just a FBI attorney. Here's how she knows. Earlier text messages undoubtedly reveal, and now these are gone, reveal that the fix was in. That this was all rigged. And remember, Hillary Clinton had not even been investigated at this point. She had not been interviewed by the FBI when James Comey exonerated her. And we now know that that these people knew there was an exoneration before the exoneration. That's called a fix. Hillary Clinton had not yet even been interviewed. When she was interviewed, she was interviewed not under oath. What? She had her attorneys and fellow conspirators present with her, people who were persons of interest. What? And no record was kept of the so-called interview. No transcript, nothing. So that's an example of the treasure that must have been the incriminating evidence, is a better way to put it, that was just destroyed. Now, let's hope it wasn't destroyed, because the FBI says the problem is the Samsung, I think it's 7, the Samsung phones. That's the problem. Oh, my gosh. And Hannity's saying, well, okay, where are the phones? Where are the forensic experts? Are we getting the bleach bit routine again that we had gotten one year previously? 1 year previous to this FBI scandal against Donald Trump, 1 year previous, we're having the bleach bidding of Hillary Clinton's emails. What was the total there, Paul? It was something like 55,000 emails that vanished in Hillary Clinton's case.
Yeah.
And event after event happening, they found smashed servers in cubby holes. They found smashed phones. They found bleached hard drives that when phones were turned in, you know, you can't make this up. When the Clinton people did turn in a couple of BlackBerry phones to the FBI, and these are FBI phones, you know, the FBI has all of its software and firmware in those phones, and that's going to be massive stuff. When they were turned in, guess what was missing from the phones, folks? The SIM cards. The actual place where data would be available, the SIM cards were taken out. In other words, these phones were junk when they were handed in. So there you go. That's in the 24 hours since we last met up, that sort of thing is what we've been hearing. If you want to get in on the conversation about this, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. I'll play just a bit of this just to give you the flavor of, once again, the guy who's doing the detail work, Sean Hannity. Here he comes.
This is the biggest show we have had so far this year. Tons of breaking news tonight. Breaking right now, the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, now revealing that there are over 50,000, we thought there were 10, text messages between Trump-hating FBI agent Peter Strzok and his FBI lawyer, Mistress Lisa Page. Now, nearly 400 of those texts were released this weekend. Also tonight, stunning evidence that the fix is in fact in. We've been right all along. The FBI now saying they lost the 5 key months of text messages between the two lovers, Strzok and Page. Now, this is a conspiracy to obstruct justice. I'm not buying it. And part of the problem, it's a troubling pattern. What have we seen over and over again? Hillary and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the list goes on and on. The IRS case, remember that? Now, not only is this worse than Watergate, it looks like a cover-up worse than Watergate. Our 18 minutes of missing tape have just shown up in this case. This all comes as one of the new messages tonight suggests that Strzok, Page, and the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch knew Hillary Clinton would go free in the email scandal investigation before they ever investigated it or interviewed her.
So, folks, this scandal, remember, that exchange between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page was July 1st, 2016. Here we are, what is it? It's a year and a half later. And this has all been going on continuously since before even that time of July 1st, 2016. In fact, this is interesting. We're all going to have to become scholars on the subject of what took place here, investigators, because the devil is in the details here. These dates and these messages, all this massive amount of information, it's necessary that it be comprehended and that it be integrated to extract the overall meaning. Now, that's what Sean Hannity is devoting his very powerful mind and good-sized staff to doing. The disappearing messages among those 50,000 disappeared between December 14th, 2016 and May 17th, 2017. So what's occurred in that time frame there? December 14th, Donald Trump has just been elected, but not sworn in. So imagine, what's the psychology now of the criminals, the deep staters, who want to stage a coup d'etat? A month earlier, they were trying to prevent his election, and they were sure that Hillary would win. Remember, the New York Times gave us the odds for a Hillary victory on the morning of November 8th as 100 to 1. They gave Donald Trump a 1% chance of ending November 8th as the victor. A month earlier, these people trying to stop Donald Trump believed they had succeeded. Now it's December 14th when the text messages start disappearing. This is a month after the horror of horrors, Donald Trump wins. And then now they're implementing what? Their backup plan to get rid of an elected Donald Trump. And the text messages continue to be gone up to May 17th, 2017. What is the significance of that? That's the day Robert Mueller took his position as special counsel. And who did Peter Strzok work for? Robert Mueller. After that date, the Strzok messages are available again. So something happened there. And the December 14th, 2016 to May 17th, 2017. So this is like, these text messages are like a videotape of the crime itself going on. So Paul, go ahead.
Yeah. Back with Richard Nixon, when there was I think it was 7 minutes of one of his tapes missing.
18 minutes.
He taped, apparently recorded everything in the Oval Office. That basically, if I recall it, and you and I were both, politically active those were in our early years. That was the beginning of the end for Nixon. People didn't buy it. They didn't buy 18 missing minutes, and with the relatively primitive technology in those days.
But the analogy is complete, Paul. What Nixon had in effect a videotape in effect of what he was doing, seated in the Oval Office. So that was when you see these police confession tapes, it's usually pretty grainy tape. It's not real high quality. It doesn't make any difference. The perpetrator is sitting there in the police interrogation room saying, yeah, I did it. And that's all you need. You don't need Technicolor production values. And so Nixon on that tape, he said something he didn't want the rest of us to hear. And on these, the same thing is true of these text messages. They are an ongoing chronological. And now this is the mind-boggling part, Paul. Nixon deleted 18 minutes of that tape. This is 50,000 messages.
Didn't you say 5 months worth?
Yeah, 5 months worth.
People didn't buy it. Yes, there's the remote chance it was a technical, technical glitch, but people essentially said no. He's covering up. That's it. And from there on, it was downhill rapidly for Richard Nixon. And I'm wondering if that may be the case here. Sure, this isn't the president of the United States, but this is key evidence of real subversion within the FBI.
Yes. And folks, remember, now here's what Hannity said about this. And I go back to Hannity over and over again, because he is clearly, he's front and center. He is the man he has been pounding on this story for a year, maybe longer. But he's been devoting show after show after show to the detail of what's going on here and educating America, educating all of us as to what it is. Because one of the tactics used by wrongdoers, of course, is to overwhelm you, throw so much information in your face that you can't integrate it. We'll come right back after a little break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Also, the Trump phenomenon, and inviting your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Let's fill it in a little bit more. What's happened in the last 24 hours? Here's a little bit more of these events. Let me play this. This is Pam Bondi. Now, you've heard Pam Bondi on this show before. We covered her in Trump rallies where she spoke and was very close to Donald Trump in the campaign. She's the Attorney General of Florida, beautiful woman, brilliant mind, and courageous, patriotic leader, endorsed Donald Trump early and then campaigned vigorously for him to help get him elected. And, of course, Florida had to win it. Pam Bondi, thank you. Without Pam Bondi, would Florida have been won? I don't know. She's very popular in Florida. Here she is talking about all of this. Hannity is asking her, how big is this story compared with Watergate? Now, earlier, Hannity said this, his opinion on how big it is. He says, this is Watergate on steroids and human growth hormone in a dose that would kill a normal person. So just trying to state it's huge. Here's Pam Bondi answering the same question. And she's an attorney, folks, and a prosecutor. So this is right up her tree. This is her business, is examining fraud and crime like this and detecting crime.
Page, we believe McCabe all knew the fix was in. Now Loretta Lynch is implicated. Let's use the Watergate comparison. How big is this?
Well, I think we've all said it's much, much bigger than Watergate. This is our country. These people, and you and I keep saying this, these people are currently still employed with the justice system. Three of the worst players. What did they do with one? Moved him to HR? Really? What did they do with the other? They're letting him retire early so our tax dollars can pay his retirement.
Investigate
this
them.
Is what, exactly. This is what.
That's Peter Strzok, who was moved to Human Resources. Can you believe it? From counterintelligence, and Andrew McCabe, who's being allowed to retire early, all his benefits, etc., gets his gold watch.
Oh, is he out now?
No, he's number two in the FBI, beneath Wray,
right.
FBI Director Wray. He has not lost his job, his security clearances, nothing. And you heard Hannity say it, these meetings between Strzok and Page occurring in McCabe's office. And he's referred to in the text messages as Andy. And we're in Andy's office. Andy is in this up to his eyeballs. Here's Pam Bondi.
And the Justice Department needs to come in. They need to investigate them. These people do not deserve retirement. They must be investigated, and they can't not. They should. Their security clearance should have been revoked, Sean, months ago when all this came out.
All right. Thank you both for being with us tonight. You know, I've said many times back in 2007 and 8, journalism is dead. This is the biggest story in all of every single journalist and every publication and every channel's career, and they missed it. And they went with a lying narrative that they could never prove. Tommy Lahren hits the streets of West Hollywood.
The very important point there just made by Sean Hannity. And remember, folks, as Pam Bondi said, you know, their security clearance should have been lifted immediately when this surfaced. Andrew McCabe, all this time, he's still got his full access as the deputy director of the FBI. How much access does he have to the most secure regions of the FBI database? Well, he's got total access. How much ability does he have to put in, swipe his security clearance card and get in there and delete data or mess it up? And he's got co-conspirators. This is the other thing, folks. Remember, you have a cabal of criminals inside the FBI. So don't think of it as one individual frantically doing something like that with a security clearance. No, think of it as a cabal of people going, okay, where is this information housed? Well, you know, what can we do? Whose office or what wing of the building here houses this data? Is there any paper record of it? Who knows? That would be another question, Paul, that the cabal would ask. Who knows the information that would implicate us and send us all to jail?
Yeah.
So he's got months on the inside. He should be on the outside. He should be cooling his heels outside of the building, barred entrance to the FBI building. But he's inside there, free to walk the hallways, chat up his co-conspirators, and have access to the evidence itself, to which we don't have access. So if you give him months and months of time to, you know, continue to fix the case, of course that's exactly what they're doing. Bondi is right. Be right back. Stay tuned.
Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun.
Welcome back, folks. Mike in Maryland is on the line. We're going to go to you, Mike, in just a moment. Let me just throw another log on the fire here. Here are some tweets from Donald Trump. He says, oh, by the way, on the subject about which we were just speaking, 15 hours ago, our president tweeted this. In one of the biggest stories in a long time, the FBI now says it is missing 5 months worth of lovers struck page texts, perhaps 50,000, and all in prime time. Wow! Exclamation mark. So, there he is. He's right there with us, folks. And, you know, he's watching Sean Hannity. And, you know, he's, you know, thank goodness we've got some media that is getting this truth out. If we had not had the Trump victory, we would now have a completely controlled media with a few brave radio and website outlets. Sounded like some Highland bagpipes here, Paul.
This is the beginning of kind of this real national anthem. this situation is just, I really feel, James, that it's like back to 1974, and this is Watergate. Only this was an attempt, really almost an attempt at a coup d'etat.
Yes, it is. It is a coup d'etat. It's as Hannity says, and Pam Bondi said, this is much worse than Watergate. Now, remember, folks, Watergate resulted in the ignominious departure of President Richard Nixon from his own, had to clear out his own desk and get out of town after he had just been elected in a landslide election in which he carried, was it 49 states, folks?
I think poor old McGovern even lost his own state
South Dakota.
Yeah.
I think he carried Massachusetts, and that's it.
And the District of Columbia.
Yeah. the District of Criminals, where 97% of the attorneys in the Justice Department contributed to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Come on. We can't have a deal like that, folks, where the entire I said earlier, this is starting to implicate the entire agency, the Department of Justice and its subordinate, the FBI. But Richard Nixon had just won an overwhelming election, actually a way bigger victory than Donald Trump's. I mean, he just rolled right over George McGovern.
Yeah, in 72, he crushed him, absolutely crushed him.
Yeah, but he had to get out of the office over what, folks? There was this little group of two-bit operatives who put some duct tape across the lock of the locking mechanism of a door in the Watergate Hotel where the Democrats had a small office. And they were trying; they were hoping to burglarize some information to get some dirt on the Democrats. So they didn't get anything. They did put some tape on the lock, went in there, looked around in some file cabinets, then got out of there. But somebody, they must have left some trace of their presence, so they were caught. Richard Nixon had nothing to do with that at all. These Watergate burglars were, you know, doing their own cowboy mission, which was of no... Remember, Richard Nixon was about to destroy George McGovern. They didn't need any dirt on the Democrats. The whole thing was beside the point. The only thing Richard Nixon did that was wrong, if he did anything wrong, was he lied about whether he had been informed after the fact about the break-in. After the fact, it appears that somebody did tell him about it. He then said, no, I didn't know about it, untruthfully. And that's it. You know, it's almost as like it's George Washington and the cherry tree. I cannot tell a lie. That's all he did. He told a lie. And he lost his presidency over that. That is not even a thousandth the seriousness of what we're reading about, what we're witnessing with the FBI story, as I guess we can call it. So but there he is tweeting the lovers. I love it. He gets right down to the nitty gritty, as he does. It's his style. It's his signature. Yes, lovers struck in Page. Perfect. Don't leave that detail out. It's important. And then I love Donald Trump's comment. Wow! Exclamation mark. Now let's go to his next tweet. And, you know, this is a moment to wring our hands. I think, you know, this story, Paul, the FBI story that's breaking, this may help give Donald Trump the political capital he needs to be strong on the next story, which is DACA.
Yeah.
Two unrelated stories, so to speak, but the common denominator is Donald Trump. And we really need President Trump to be as strong as we need him to be completely strong on DACA and to make as little of any kind of a compromising deal as possible. Here's his next tweet. 2 hours later, he goes himself from the story about the FBI story. He goes to the DACA story. He says, nobody knows for sure that the Republicans and Democrats will be able to reach a deal. And I hate that word in this context, a deal on DACA by February 8th. That's the deadline of the continuing resolution that was just passed after Chuck Schumer folded his hand on his stupid shutdown. on DACA by February 8th, but everyone will be trying. Okay, so you got to listen to every word. Everyone will be trying. Okay, what does that mean? With a big additional focus put on military strength and border security, the Dems have just learned that a shutdown is not the answer. Now, what we're all as patriots hoping is that Donald Trump understands the DACA issue the way we do, the way Roy Beck of Numbers USA understands it, the way all of the experts, the patriot experts on the immigration invasion understand it. The so-called 700,000 DACA dreamers, that's a made-up, fictitious, fairy tale number. There are at least 3.8 million of them. And there is no cap on how many of them there will ultimately be. Because after any kind of a deal, how many people are going to swarm the borders of the United States, and Paul, you've talked about this, and just say, yeah, I've been here all along, folks. Yes, here I am in court with my immigration attorney, funded by George Soros in an unlimited way, and he's willing to spend $50,000 worth of George Soros' money to make sure that I personally, I'll wear this court down. I'll file appeals until I wear the court out, and the judge finally says, all right, let that guy in. And then we start with the next one. In court after court after court, and they did this after the Reagan amnesty. Those cases launched by the Reagan amnesty in 1986, guess what, folks? They're still turning up under the Reagan amnesty. You know, people have been born, lived, and died in that period.
Yes.
So we have to hope that Donald Trump gains tremendous political capital from this FBI story. Also, that the other thing that's fortuitous here, Paul, and excellent for us, the patriot community has been roused to a fever pitch by the FBI story. And that same pitch now, we can just take that anger that we've already blown our tops, and now we just turn our attention while still in that energized state, we turn our attention to DACA and put the full force of our fury, direct it in such a way that the president sees it and he realizes, I've got a totally mobilized, not apathetic, a totally mobilized and very angry base out there as we head into the 2018 elections. I dare not engage, and I'm not proposing that Donald Trump is inclined to do this, folks. I believe in the man. But I dare not do any kind of a deal with Chuck Schumer that would involve something like 3.8 million people getting in and then dragging in their parents and their cousins and their nephews. And remember, all these parents, cousins, nephews, and even children, folks, we have learned, they're fake. Yes, there are some real ones in there, but the fakery, the fraud is how much of it occurs. You know, it's not like 1%, folks. It's like most of the information that illegals present to the government is fake, fraudulent. It's just lies stacked on lies. So we've got to turn up the torches, folks, to full blast, so that as this deal making thing is talked about, people like Lindsey Graham are driven to the sidelines, and people like Tom Cotton come to the fore. Stephen Miller, come to the fore. And what did Lindsey Graham say about Stephen Miller? He said, if we have Stephen Miller in this negotiation, there will be no deal. Hey.
I don't remember, and I've got a long memory in politics. I don't remember anything comparable ever about a White House staffer referred to like that in public discussion. It's just unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
This is extraordinary.
Yes, it is. An incredible, incredible chutzpah from Lindsey Graham. And here's Pam Bondi talking about, Attorney General of Florida, talking about this slap from Lindsey Graham to a very distinguished Stephen Miller, who is, he's not just in the White House, he's Donald Trump's senior speechwriter, senior advisor. And thank goodness Donald Trump is really close with Stephen Miller. And Stephen Miller knows how to be a good lieutenant to the president, which some others have not known. Steve Bannon apparently just didn't get it, how to be a lieutenant to the president. he was up on the bridge there a little too long, and I guess decided that he was at the wheel of the ship. But here's Pam Bondi talking about the Stephen Miller insult.
Yeah, and Kaylee, I mean, I guess this gets to the heart of it. I think a lot of weak Republicans and rhinos like Lindsey Graham, how dare Lindsey Graham take on Stephen Miller? Stephen Miller is advocating the president's promises on the campaign trail. One of the hallmarks of this presidency, he keeps his word. He was very clear about a wall, chain migration. Recent events ought to make everybody aware of the dangers here. And Lindsey Graham attacking really the president through Stephen Miller is just another cheap shot, because he's already made a backdoor deal in private conversations with Schumer and Durbin.
Right, because when you're leveling those attacks against people like Stephen Miller or Tom Cotton, you're attacking the people's agenda. This is what the American people voted on. They voted on a wall. They did not vote for lawless Democratic policies that have aided and abetted illegal immigrants crossing our border, some of whom were perpetrators in the killing of Kate Steinle and Sabine Durden's son, and liberal judicial thought that enabled guys like Kate Steinle's killer to get acquitted.
And that was Kaylee McEnany. Not Pam Bondi. She's sitting next to Pam Bondi. She's an author. So yes, there you have it. Let's go to one of our callers who's been waiting patiently, Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking the call. I was wondering, whatever happened to George from Maryland that used to co-host the show with you?
That's a good question. Thank you. And if George is listening at this moment, boy, did he give great service to this show, and boy, do we miss him. And, of course, would love to have him back at any time. Just, as they say, due to circumstances beyond his control or our control, he's not able to be on the show. You know, in recent months, he hasn't been able to be on.
Okay, well, but, I hope he's doing okay. Yeah. The main question I wanted to ask you, though, is what do you make of President Trump giving a waiver to the five mega banks in Europe that were convicted of corruption and money laundering and rigging the rates? One of them, a Deutsche Bank, he owes $300 million to. Does that sound like crony capitalism to you?
Okay, now, Mike, okay, now you're on your speech here, which...
It's not a speech, I'm just asking a question.
No, you're not just asking a question, Mike. Now I'm going to come back at you with something I ask other people who are hostile to Donald Trump. Did you vote for Donald Trump?
I'm not hostile.
You're not?
I'm just asking a simple question.
Yeah, you said, isn't Donald Trump engaging in crony capitalism with the big banks? That was your question.
Is that what it sounds like?
No, it doesn't. Nothing Donald Trump is doing sounds even remotely like crony capitalism, Mike. What it sounds like is Donald Trump saving my family, my nation, my people, my republic, in the greatest good deed in my lifetime. That's what it sounds like. But somehow what you see is not that. You see, now by the way, this story you're referring to, Mike, this is so obscure. I have never, until you just brought it up, I have no idea about it, because I've never even heard of it. This is so out of the way. No, we're not going to use airtime for you to slam Donald Trump.
So Trump is perfect. He can do no wrong, right?
Mike, you know what, Mike? I'm going to accuse you of something, okay? I'm going to accuse you of being a Saul Alinsky operative.
No, that's a bunch of bull. I voted for Trump, and I'm glad I did. I voted for Trump. But there's something...
Well, Mike, you know what? I want you to work on that gladness. I want you to just kind of rehearse your lines and stuff. Play it, record it on your cell phone, then play it back to yourself. Don't use a Samsung, though, because it might get lost. Play it on your cell phone.
I don't need to.
Play it back to yourself, and then say...
Think, You don't think that looks suspicious? Him pardoning?
No, Mike, it doesn't look suspicious. What looks suspicious?
You don't think that's suspicious?
Mike, you know what looks suspicious? The pattern of in all your calls, every single point you make is condemning Donald Trump. And in every single one you say,
I haven't called here in over a year.
No, it's not over a year, Mike.
I haven't called here in over a damn year. You crazy?
Well, okay, Mike. Mike, thank you very much. Thank you very much. But work on your act. Here's what you have to do. Mix it up a little bit. Say something nice about Trump, then stick the knife in. It works better. We'll be right back, folks.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist and just an earth. I'm listening.
I push set. Mixtures.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here we are, folks. This is our last segment. We do have a caller, Randy, in Indiana. So, Randy, we'll go to you in just a second. I want to end with just a note of optimism here. In this greatest thing that's happened politically in our lives. Just put it this way. Other than, folks, the birth of your children, for some of you lucky ones out there, the marriage to your spouse, what tops the election of Donald Trump? Nothing. Well, in that optimistic vein, here's some good news. Matt Drudge has really stepped up to the plate. On his front page right now, the entire top of his page is occupied with the material about which Paul and I are talking. Here are the headlines. Whistleblower. FBI secret society, that's a quote from Strzok and Page, secret society held offsite meetings. Next headline, mystery of missing messages grows. Next headline, agent texted about deleting texts. Next headline, jaw-dropping revelations. Next headline, attorney general orders investigation. And then the big headline with this, how can you make anything other than a nasty-looking photo of Robert Mueller? I said it early on, this guy's face is evil incarnate. You know, I think you can see evil and good on a person's face. You know, really beautiful, pure, good people, it shines on their face. But anyway, Mueller, the darkness of his face is indescribable. The headline here under his picture is Collision Course, writes Matt Drudge. Congress tightening noose on FBI. Wow, Paul, did you ever think you'd see in your life a popular writer like Matt Drudge talking about Congress tightening its noose on the FBI?
Oh, I mean, this is like a different era completely.
Yeah. You know, folks, I mean, traditionally, and Paul, in my lifetime and yours, if you've lived a while, you don't mess with the FBI. You do not mess with the FBI. And that was in a day when the FBI was very, very greatly respected. But things have, it's gone so far down into the toilet here that Matt Drudge, the number one website in terms of page views and so on, I think, at least close, if not the top one still, Congress tightening noose on, and he doesn't write Strzok or Page, on FBI. In other words, Drudge is acknowledging what we just talked about and what Hannity just talked about. It appears that the fish is rotting from the head. So we'll end on that. Randy in Indiana, can you get in just a word?
Yeah, I sure could.
Go ahead, Randy. Well, give us something. Give us a zinger.
Hey, Mr. James Kelso. You know what? I love you. I love your show. And I love what you do for Trump. I got in so many arguments and fought so many people that were going to actually fight for Hillary Clinton. I couldn't believe it. When you come out and you state the facts, it's really good to hear. I do have to say, if I could, the last caller sure. that you got into it with, I did hear the same thing, though. And could you do some research on it? Because I was wondering the same thing the caller was wondering.
I am
a Trump fan.
Yes.
I mean,
and you know what?
I put down and Randy, everybody that...
Randy, I can hear it in your voice. You certainly are. And we'll look up that story. We'll figure out what folks want to know.
Yeah, well, I would love to hear why he did.
Randy, I'll give you a rain check too. You let us know what your research shows up. Folks, see you all again tomorrow night with another thrilling episode of the Trump Phenomenon.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.